Part 3. In this part, you will hear two segments from a radio program. After each segment, you will hear six questions about it. Before each segment begins, you will have time to review the questions. You will hear each segment twice. Then you will hear the questions once. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C. Look at the questions, then listen to the first segment. Now you will hear the first segment.
Concrete can be considered as a kind of artificial rock with properties more or less similar to certain natural rocks. As it is strong, durable, and relatively cheap, concrete has been, for almost two centuries, the most used construction material worldwide, which can easily be recognized as it has changed the physiognomy of urban areas. But the enhancement of its qualities has been the object of intensive scientific and application-oriented research. Karen Simpson reports.
To improve the durability of the final concrete product, a variety of additives or replacements of cement can be applied. Also, certain industrial waste or recycled materials can be used to improve the sustainability or environmental friendliness of concrete. And some even improve certain properties. However, a number of processes negatively affect its durability and result in the unwanted early deterioration of concrete structures. Their repair is very difficult or even impossible, especially if the structures are installed underground or at a great height, due to difficulty of access to the structures. Now, a bio-inspired approach to self-healing concrete is being investigated. Civil engineer Hank Scott explains.
The reason behind this effort, Karen, is that the low level of the sustainability of concrete is a worldwide problem. This is often caused by cracks in the concrete. The cracks appear because the microstructure of hardened cement paste is porous, containing isolated as well as interconnected pores. These pores allow water and chemicals to permeate the concrete matrix and corrode the steel in reinforcement. The whole structure becomes vulnerable, and its lifespan is greatly reduced. The new technique involves adding bacteria to concrete. The bacteria form spores, which are spherical thick-walled cells able to resist high mechanically and chemically induced stresses.
However, there have been concerns about bacterial viability. From what I hear, when bacterial spores are directly added to the concrete mixture, their lifetime is limited to a few months only.
You're right. So, to protect the bacterial spores, a suitable organic biocement precursor compound is used. It is then that the self-healing process gets underway. This process produces calcium carbonate via the reaction of on-site produced carbon dioxide with calcium hydroxide present on the cracked surface. Calcium carbonate is the basic component of limestone, so in reality, it's limestone that will fill in the cracks. The technique seems to be very appropriate for the development and maintenance of irrigation systems worldwide. Irrigation canals are often cracked, which results in a large amount of leakage, putting in danger the sustainability of the canals, and may even result in the collapse of the entire irrigation and food production system of the local communities.
Now you will hear the segment again.
Concrete can be considered as a kind of artificial rock with properties more or less similar to certain natural rocks. As it is strong, durable, and relatively cheap, concrete has been, for almost two centuries, the most used construction material worldwide, which can easily be recognized as it has changed the physiognomy of urban areas. but the enhancement of its qualities has been the object of intensive scientific and application-oriented research. Karen Simpson reports.
To improve the durability of the final concrete product, a variety of additives or replacements of cement can be applied. Also, certain industrial waste or recycled materials can be used to improve the sustainability or environmental friendliness of concrete, and some even improve certain properties. However, a number of processes negatively affect its durability and result in the unwanted early deterioration of concrete structures. Their repair is very difficult or even impossible, especially if the structures are installed underground or at a great height, due to difficulty of access to the structures. Now, a bio-inspired approach to self-healing concrete is being investigated. Civil engineer Hank Scott explains.
The reason behind this effort, Karen, is that the low level of the sustainability of concrete is a worldwide problem. This is often caused by cracks in the concrete. The cracks appear because the microstructure of hardened cement paste is porous, containing isolated as well as interconnected pores. These pores allow water and chemicals to permeate the concrete matrix and corrode the steel in reinforcement. The whole structure becomes vulnerable and its lifespan is greatly reduced. The new technique involves adding bacteria to concrete. The bacteria form spores, which are spherical thick-walled cells able to resist high mechanically and chemically induced stresses.
However, there have been concerns about bacterial viability. From what I hear, when bacterial spores are directly added to the concrete mixture, their lifetime is limited to a few months only.
You're right. So to protect the bacterial spores, a suitable organic biocement precursor compound is used. It is then that the self-healing process gets underway. This process produces calcium carbonate via the reaction of on-site produced carbon dioxide with calcium hydroxide present on the cracked surface. Calcium carbonate is the basic component of limestone, so in reality, it's limestone that will fill in the cracks. The technique seems to be very appropriate for the development and maintenance of irrigation systems worldwide. Irrigation canals are often cracked, which results in a large amount of leakage, putting in danger the sustainability of the canals, and may even result in the collapse of the entire irrigation and food production system of the local communities.
Number 39. What is it that makes concrete so recognizable? Number 40. What are experts probably not trying to do with concrete? Number 41. Why is concrete repair sometimes impossible? Number 42. What is the primary cause of concrete cracks? Number 43. What's the problem if bacteria are directly added to the concrete? Number 44. Why is self-healing concrete appropriate for building irrigation systems? Look at the questions, then listen to the second segment. Now you will hear the second segment.
With the beat of a wing, the splash of a flipper, or the stomp of a hoof, they're off. I'm talking about migration, generally driven by food and its seasonal availability. And excessive food allows animals to put on weight quickly, and that means you can produce offspring. But it now seems that migration patterns are gradually changing due to a number of factors. Kelly Washington reports.
Migration is basically about finding food, a more hospitable climate, or places to breed. In fact, the most prevailing theory of migration says that as the availability of food decreases, animals will take more risks to obtain it. But new evidence suggests that avoiding people is the top priority of wildebeests and zebras, making their annual migration across Africa's Serengeti Mara. Ecologist Peter Gabriel has been studying the changes in animal migration.
To understand how animals make decisions as they travel across the ecosystem, we monitored 40 GPS and cell phone outfitted wildebeests and zebras over the past decade and discovered that herds are willing to avoid food if it means escaping the detection of humans. These animals migrate together but move for different reasons. Wildebeests are driven by the highest quality food and are even willing to risk the threat of lions or other predators to get it. Zebras, by contrast, will follow the food but are more likely to veer off course to avoid predators. People, though, are where they share common cause. When humans are detected, wildebeests will race straight ahead while zebras will do a 180-degree turn and keep running, both bypassing food to get to safety. Such decisions appear to be profoundly affecting their migration patterns.
Gabriel and his associates have used the findings of the study to thwart the Tanzanian government's plans to build a bitumen or tarmac 33-mile highway across the Serengeti National Park. Last month, the East African Court of Justice ruled against the so-called Serengeti Highway, which aims to carry up to 800 commercial vehicles a day across what is now the migratory path for millions of wildebeests, zebras, gazelles, and other animals.
Yet, however hopeful this ruling may sound, Kelly, it has sparked new worries. Environmental groups said it leaves open the possibility of another type of road construction along the same route. According to the African Network for Animal Welfare, the construction of a road would be catastrophic for the Serengeti's animals, forcing them to cross the road to access the Mara River, their only source of water in the dry season. A road could well be the straw that breaks the camel's back on this ecosystem.
Now you will hear the segment again.
With the beat of a wing, the splash of a flipper, or the stomp of a hoof, they're off. I'm talking about migration, generally driven by food and its seasonal availability. And excessive food allows animals to put on weight quickly, and that means you can produce offspring. But it now seems that migration patterns are gradually changing due to a number of factors. Kelly Washington reports.
Migration is basically about finding food, a more hospitable climate, or places to breed. In fact, the most prevailing theory of migration says that as the availability of food decreases, animals will take more risks to obtain it. But new evidence suggests that avoiding people is the top priority of wildebeests and zebras, making their annual migration across Africa's Serengeti Mara. Ecologist Peter Gabriel has been studying the changes in animal migration.
To understand how animals make decisions as they travel across the ecosystem, we monitored 40 GPS and cell phone outfitted wildebeests and zebras over the past decade and discovered that herds are willing to avoid food if it means escaping the detection of humans. These animals migrate together but move for different reasons. Wildebeests are driven by the highest quality food and are even willing to risk the threat of lions or other predators to get it. Zebras, by contrast, will follow the food but are more likely to veer off course to avoid predators. People, though, are where they share common cause. when humans are detected, wildebeests will race straight ahead, while zebras will do a 180-degree turn and keep running, both bypassing food to get to safety. Such decisions appear to be profoundly affecting their migration patterns.
Gabriel and his associates have used the findings of the study to thwart the Tanzanian government's plans to build a bitumen, or tarmac, 33-mile highway across the Serengeti National Park. Last month, the East African Court of Justice ruled against the so-called Serengeti Highway, which aims to carry up to 800 commercial vehicles a day across what is now the migratory path for millions of wildebeests, zebras, gazelles, and other animals.
Yet, however hopeful this ruling may sound, Kelly, it has sparked new worries. Environmental groups said it leaves open the possibility of another type of road construction along the same route. According to the African Network for Animal Welfare, the construction of a road would be catastrophic for the Serengeti's animals, forcing them to cross the road to access the Mara River, their only source of water in the dry season. A road could well be the straw that breaks the camel's back on this ecosystem.
Number 45. What is the report mainly about? Number 46. Which is not a reason for migration? Number 47. What is the new animal priority determining migration patterns? Number 48. How do wildebeests and zebras differ? Number 49. How was Gabriel's study used? Number 50. What is the concern expressed by environmental organizations? End of the listening test.